To take another artist's masterpiece as your text ought to demand that you observe it closely, pick it apart. Suzanne Boccanegra has been doing that steadily for years. Boccanegra works from the paintings of the Flemish master Jan Brueghel, as Tara Geer explains.
Jan Brueghel the Elder was a Flemish painter and draftsman known for painting flowers of such delicacy and such beauty that he was called Velvet Brueghel. In most of his flower paintings, there are just flowers. The background is dark, there is a bowl, a bit of table, and then a bazillion flowers of every shape and size, each flower and each petal copied exactly from life. Little pale weedy flowers cram in next to massive red blossoms, waxy berries, dry stalks of leaves, all painted like portraits of a lover's face, radiant and vivid and lustrous, all seeming to possess some intense inner life. Jan Brueghel's flowers are stunning.
Do you know, when I started it, it was just an impulse. I'd been thinking about doing these pieces for years. I've been staring at these paintings when I was stuck in my studio thinking, God, I just really would love to just sit down one day and do all these petals. But I also thought, God, that would take me forever. And that would be so stupid.
Suzanne Boccanegra is an installation artist and painter who grew up in the suburbs of Houston, Texas, and now works in New York City. Her book of Brueghel reproductions is so dog-eared that the pages slide out when she opens it to talk about his paintings.
I've always had kind of an envy of art historians because their job is to look at paintings, to study paintings all day, to think about them all day. And it's just what a great job. And then they write about them. What I'm doing is kind of doing the same thing where I'm looking at a painting, thinking about a particular painting, staring at it all day, thinking about it all day. But instead of writing about it, I'm drawing about it. My observations were visual.
Boccanegra sat down with a magnifying lens and a reproduction of a Brueghel bouquet, a painting which now hangs in Munich, and she counted out and copied every single petal. This includes half petals, partial petals, and berries. She repainted each one onto paper, cut them out, attached them to a ribbon, and then hung them up. Each bunch of petals, once a Brueghel flower, hangs where it would be if the original painting were projected onto her wall. She has done two Jan Brueghel paintings in this fashion, and the walls of her studio are covered with mounds of hanging petals. It looks like hundreds of Pin the Tail on the Donkey games in bright reds and yellows and gray.
Every day I knew I was going to get to just stare at this painting. When I woke up in the morning, I would know what my job was that day. You know, today I was going to do the peony on the upper left-hand side. And, you know, so many times you go into your studio as an artist and you're like, well, okay, you know, let's muck around and see what I come up with. But I knew, you know, I knew when I woke up and when I went into my studio, I was going to do that peony. It was really wonderful, and it was really sad to do the last petal, because then I knew, well, that's over. You know, now what? Well, now what was going on to another Brueghel painting?
Repainting these flowers that bloomed almost 400 years ago is an act of love, but there is this element. I had to ask Boccanegra if she thought she was obsessive.
You know, I don't. It's funny, because people tell me that all the time, oh, this looks obsessive, but it doesn't feel obsessive to me. It's no more obsessive than the way he painted, too. He really went from petal to petal as he painted, rather than just doing the whole thing.
Where Brueghel's flowers are all at the height of their blossoming, facing out at the viewer, Boccanegra's petals face down like clothes on pegs. There's something heavy and a little bit sorrowful about them. But Brueghel and Boccanegra share a mindset, this fastidious, microscopic vision they both have, the desire to look so closely and so carefully at humble, fragile little things.
I think it's a lame-o attempt to try to control my life, because I think there's this idea that if I can just get it all down on paper, that somehow I can control it. Doing this Bruegel piece with petals, I could have just gotten the real flowers and collected the real petals, which I could have done. You could find all these flowers today. I could have dried them, and that could have been the piece. But I wanted to do it on paper. I wanted drawings of it. I wanted that kind of interpretation. It's like a record. And there's something about it where it gives you this really false but satisfying sense of control that you've gotten it down, you've recorded it, it's yours. Even though I know it's totally bogus.
For Studio 360, this is Tara Gear.
And now you can just file it and fool with it and reorganize it and recategorize it and put it here and put it there infinitely.
I'm Kurt Anderson, and my guest today is Michael Cunningham. We're talking about art made from or about other art. And if you'd like to see images of Ms. Bocanegra's art, you may do so on our website, studio360.org.